Okay, going back, AppleScript can also be used to run shell scripts. It can execute basically any application and cause it to open. So if you want to with that password dump before, you could take it, get the password dump file, and then go ahead and send it to Crack to start cracking password files. I was going to do that, but I do not have the copy of Crack on my system right now, so I can't exactly show you that. Overall, basically, I guess it's just mainly a concept of just making sure when you're programming, if you program for Macintosh, just make sure you think before you put in scriptable parts of your application. It definitely helps for those of us who do program in AppleScript, but just make sure it doesn't do anything that could lead to a compromise in the system, especially mail programs. They do tend to have issues like that. Basically, right now, I've got, it's going to take a little bit of a break, I've got some books, care of Freaky from Freaks Mac Archives and SecureMac.com that he got from O'Reilly. I definitely do recommend O'Reilly's books, I guess. I use this one, as you can see, quite a bit for AppleScript. It's a pretty good book. Not much in OS X, though. But I've got a couple books that they gave him. So, okay, we've got Mac OS X Pocket Reference. Anybody want this? All right, I'm going to throw this out. Hope I won't break anything this year. Okay, throw out another one. Well, those things can go far. Okay, throw one over here now. It's like a baseball game. Okay, we've also got a few Unix for Mac OS X. All right, I knew that one would draw some. Okay, where should I throw this one? We'll throw one over there. And that one, oh, that's just those stupid little postcards. All right, we got one more. Okay, I hope I don't hit the projector over there. All right, one more. All right. I'm also supposed to give away these. I believe it's a tape drive, I think. Okay, I'm not going to throw one of these, so, Okay, let's see. We'll do some question and answer stuff right now. So if anybody has any questions, if you have a decent question that I like answering, then I'll give you one of these things. Okay, anybody have any questions? Yep. You can go ahead with the dictionary, and let me just show you real quick. If you don't see anything that's listed there, these are the ones that actually tell OS X that, yes, I have a dictionary. You can go ahead and you can browse the system yourself. Okay, the question was... Okay, I see what the question was. It's if you're inside an application, you see where it says what it does, you want to know if you can add more to that. Without having the source code to the program, that's not really possible, because it's just what, when you program a Macintosh program there, you'd need to say, okay, when you receive this Apple script, do this. And if you don't have the source code to that program to add that code, you can't do that on your own. The company or person who programmed the software originally could, though. As far as if you were making your own program, though, you could feel free to, you know, add it whenever you wanted to in terms of that. So... if you want to come up here, you can have one of these tape drives if you'd like.